Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Mike Banner.
I'm Peter Moses.
And here we are, goddamn it.
Listening range, like a radio station.
Yeah. I'm all about terrestrial radio. Just bought a digital antenna, you know what I mean?
You know, I read an article the other day that was quoting some like 24-year-old kid who had like just discovered a TV antenna.
Jesus Christ.
And he said, you get all these channels for free through the air? I can't believe this technology exists.
I can't believe it. It took 10 years for motherfuckers to forget they had rights. You know what I mean?
It is amazing that things that were so old feel so new.
You guys on regular TV at all? They don't show a lot of basketball. It's all for football, basically, but like... It's, you know, finals,
just
playoffs.
The CBS, Fox, ABC. Digital antenna. What is it, like $15? It
depends on the model. When I was in DC, I had one for $8, and then we bought a better one for like $20.
How many more channels did you get for the $20 than you did for the $8?
It's kind of the same channels, but you just get them a little stronger because signal's kind of wonky. You got to like know where the fucking TV towers are and shit. So that's a little annoying.
I love that there's also now sub-channels, like... There's like, you get channel 7, but then there's 7.1, 7.2.
My favorite channel is 34.2, Bounce TV. The black broadcast network.
Like the Jamie Foxx show reruns and things?
Yeah. It's every sitcom rerun, and then just any movie with Forrest Whitaker in it. Like, they'll play Bloodsport, no hesitation.
Why?
Battlefield Earth.
It's literally somebody being a monkey in Bloodsport, and they were like, fuck it, we're good.
Why is Martin not streaming on any platform?
They probably want too much money, man. The price is too high. Same reason Alex Len is inside.
This is a podcast about basketball.
Basketball. Yeah. That opening felt a lot like an NPR show.
I've been listening to crisp NPR openings. I'm very into that now.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking to Ira Glass. He's become a consultant. I was going to break that on.
Did he teach you the Eurostep?
I'm Ira Glass, and I like the Eurostep. You think it's a travel, but actually...
I hate when people... You know someone doesn't know anything about basketball when they see a Eurostep, and they're like, that's a travel!
You're like, bro, you gotta look at the legs!
Being in a bar and watching a game and hearing some annoying dude behind me go, like, travel! And I'm just like, no, it's number one, there's a gather step, there's a Eurostep, like, you just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I can almost do it. I've been working on it, like... Just in my everyday, like whenever I leave a place, I like Eurostep out of the door. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I was playing pickup ball after last week's episode, and I did that shit off reflex. Missed the layup.
But pulled the Euro.
But I fully Euroed on some dudes. It was tight.
I feel like I
landed on both feet at the same time.
Yeah.
Bounced again.
Yeah, nah. But, well, I'm thinking the Harden. You know how it's like he kind of like does this like.
He'll do a ball fake.
The hopscotch. Yeah. The hopscotch Euro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can only do Eurosteps because I'm just so slow and uncoordinated that, like, the Eurostep is just naturally
every step
a motion.
You take is Euro.
Yeah, exactly.
You really do look like you're traveling.
Yeah, you do.
Because we're just like,
you look like you have Stroop waffles in your pocket.
People are like, how is he, like, covering that much distance in that, like, slow of a time? And it's like, oh, no, that's just two steps. I'm just, like, tall and uncoordinated, so it looks unnatural.
And we just realized why Nerlens Noel isn't signed.
Yeah, it is.
But wait, before we get to that, big news. Doc Rivers been stripped of his chief of basketball operations of the Clippers. Is this the best thing to happen to the Clippers in decades?
Well, as someone who watched the Clippers very consistently for the last 2 years, this is by far the most entertaining thing that's happened to them in the last 24 months.
It's the right thing, but it's weird. You know, the standard for success is great. Like, he's done nothing but go to the playoffs.
And trade away all of their assets for the last 3 years.
Yeah, to keep his son.
Yeah. He's the Michael Jordan of putting his family first and destroying the franchise and all of their assets.
Like, what if John Q didn't have any consequences? That's kind of what we're watching. He had to keep his son alive, but he was never going
to
die.
We're about to see a dark, like, director's cut.
Does that make Steve Ballmer James L. Woods in this situation?
I think so.
And Austin Rivers will die soon.
Mike has a big grin on his face.
I hate Austin Rivers.
How do you want the nigga to die?
I don't want him to die. I want his NBA career to die.
If people who listen to this podcast don't know anything about basketball, the only thing they do know is how much we have all wavered on our love or hate for Austin Rivers. Because there's definitely been a few times where we've come to this pod seeing a game and proclaiming that we love Austin Rivers.
I would like to say
Mike is raising his hand for the podcast audience.
I have been consistent in my hate for Austin Rivers. Well, he's not a good player. Statistically, he is one of the worst in the league. He's got one of the worst. He's got, like, the 450th worst plus minus stats. Like,
how many
when he is
are in the league,
there's like 500. When he is on the floor, he statistically hurts his team. It doesn't matter if he scores 25. The dude he's defending scores 30. Like,
well, let's also not forget that Doc Rivers was playing his son and Jamal Crawford, both running point guard at the same time last year. Problem being, neither of them liked to pass.
And they were both holding the ball at the same time. It was weird. They just ran up the court
together,
dribbling with one hand.
It was also weird when they wouldn't even dribble and just hold it together and run up the court.
They were like in an egg race or something. I was like, I liked it, but, like, I was like, is that basketball? I don't know.
That's not a basketball play.
Which conversation would you, if you could be a fly on the wall for one conversation, would it be the one where Jerry West tells Steve's Ballmer how much Doc has fucked up and set back his franchise? Or the one where Jerry West or Steve Ballmer tell Doc Rivers that his buddy Lawrence Frank, who's been sitting on the bench, is actually going to take his job and he can relax and play more golf without having to worry about contracts?
Oh, man. God bless Lawrence Frank, huh?
Sneaky.
I don't think Doc Rivers can play more golf.
We'll find out.
I think he's maxed out.
Tune in to Bel Air Country Club when we go on the links.
At least he ain't with Trump, though, you know? I'm sure he's playing with some woke-minded folks.
Probably. I think Doc Rivers, despite being a bad GM and an overrated coach, is probably a good dude, right? He's probably, like, a woke dude.
Yeah.
You didn't answer my question. Which conversation would you want to hear?
Oh, the latter one, for sure, because then I would love...
It would probably be Jerry West, too, right?
It's Jerry West and Steve Ballmer sitting down with Doc Rivers to tell him, you're no longer in charge of any of our basketball decisions. And then I want to be in the press conference later when Doc Rivers is spinning it to make it sound like it was his decision to step down.
Bel Air Country Club is now the land of former Los Angeles general managers between Mitch Kupchak and Doc Rivers just roaming around that golf course.
The world's greatest old folks home.
Most expensive old folks home.
Jesus.
It just struck me that his name is Mitch Kupchak. Isn't a Kupchak like what your like coach would do to like touch your dick?
Well, yeah, if your coach did that, I had some like teammates that would do that shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hated
it. It's the sports version of the Bangkok joke.
Yeah, if a coach did that, I would quit immediately.
I've definitely seen a coach do it.
I was in teacher student eighth grade
threesome.
I was in like the faculty student football game, flag football game. And teacher at my school who was eventually asked to leave for some inappropriate behavior, definitely on purpose grabbed my friend's dick instead of a flag during the middle of a flag football game.
Wow.
And the whole game stopped, teacher and students alike, and everyone was didn't have anything to say because we all just saw into the depths of this guy's soul in a way that no one was prepared to.
Yeah, man.
In his defense, the kid's dick was out.
Also, like, in his defense, his name was Roger Dick Grab. So
yeah,
that was also like a problem.
The school knew what they were getting into.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was in eighth grade. He was totally asking for it.
All right, so we're all happy Doc Rivers is out. And once again, podcast about basketball.
Yeah, that's what all that meant. Yeah, we're happy about Doc Rivers.
You want to talk about a situation that involves both of your interests? John Wall of the Washington Basketball Wizards, has weighed in on the Kyrie Irving situation. Kyrie Irving being of the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team. John Wall said in response to Kyrie Irving demanding a trade, "That was crazy to me. I don't know what was happening at all. Well, too bad. It's kind of tough. If I had been to 3 straight NBA finals, I'd want to stay, but you never know what type of relationship or what type of details they have going on the backside. Nobody knows what's going on behind closed doors."
I guarantee John Wall knows more than most of the media about what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the smartest basketball players all play dumb. Did you see the TMZ was, like, waiting outside a gym for Jimmy Butler? And they were like, the rumor is that, like, Kyrie Irving is going to join you in the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Jimmy Butler just says, "I don't know who that is," and closes his car door. Like, the smartest basketball players all just play dumb.
I mean, that's just the rules, right? You can't say what's actually happening, because if you do that, then nobody will hang. You'll end up like fucking D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think D'Angelo Russell is that smart.
That's true.
Yeah. I do think he's a visionary on the court.
Oh, we'll say.
That tailed off.
Please tell me to go fuck myself.
Gladly.
Are the Nets going to be slightly interesting to watch next year?
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Alan Crabb?
Alan Crabb is a good player.
Alan Crabb, be free, you know?
When did they get Crabb?
Dude, sneaky, like a week ago.
Oh, man. Who else is on the... But they don't have...
I don't even know. I think they... I don't know what they got. Can you look up what
they
that,
don't have
what
the better
was?
Lopez anymore, because he's in L.A.
They don't have any Lopez, yeah.
Yeah.
They got D'Angelo.
The singer.
So it's just a team with no center.
They got Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, so who, like every other basketball like team in the NBA.
Exactly. So that sounds all right.
They got Lin. They got D'Angelo Russell. Caris LeVert and Joe Harris are their two
LeVert,
shooting
baby.
Guards.
My favorite name
LeVert,
in
Michigan.
The world. Caris LeVert.
Man.
Caris LeVert. Yeah, he sounds like a made-up skateboarder.
R.I.P. to Gerald LeVert.
Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, stalwart for the Nets. He's there. I mean, KJ McDaniels is an athletic freak, but, you know.
What's the median price of a 2-bedroom in Brooklyn right now? That'll let me know how the Nets are going to do.
I would bet $1,800.
Oh, my God.
About.
No. 22?
There's some spots in Brooklyn that you...
Well, where in Brooklyn? If you're going off the L is about to get closed down for like 2 years. So if you're in Williamsburg, it's actually getting pretty cheap because no one wants to live there because it's... You're basically trapped in Brooklyn.
Okay, that bodes well for the team. You know, I feel like any good basketball team needs some disenfranchised residents nearby.
What? Are you looking at?
Sorry, no. The average rent for an apartment in Brooklyn is $2,671.
Nigga, that is... Stupid.
Yeah.
The average rent for a 2-bedroom apartment, specifically, $3,354.
Yeah, guys, come on. We're in LA. We're spoiled as hell, even though the gentrification is amongst us, and we are it. Still not living in fucking Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Like, it is gentrified out here, right? But everything just still looks so dusty that you can't tell that they gentrified it on you, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Although, like, I mean, the true sign of gentrification is, like, if you got like a little market or like a carniceria and then like across the street, there's like a bright pink restaurant called like Cozy Food. like then, you know, like there's a, like in
Sauce.
Yeah. Like right off Virgil on Hoover, there's that new restaurant, Hot Hot Food, which like,
ugh.
That is like directly across the street from like a liquor store that has been there for 40 years.
It's also next to a yoga studio. That's been, gentrified because it used to be a weed shop and now it's a yoga studio.
Damn.
Once the weed shop has been replaced with
yoga?
White upper middle class business concept. Yeah. Then your neighborhood's too far gone.
You fucked.
Yeah.
It looks like Alan Crabb basically just got gifted to the Nets because they were just like, we don't want to pay this luxury tax on this mofo.
So we'll give them to you for Xbox 360 and a firm handshake.
Oh, no. They traded it for Andrew Nicholson.
Dog, the most tradable man in the world.
Jackson. Andrew Nicholson. Couldn't pick him out of a lineup, and you're right. He's going to be traded 7 more times before he gets out of the NBA.
Oh, this is a John Wall called Kyrie Irving an idiot.
Second NBA point guard all-star to say Kyrie's a fucking idiot.
So that lets me know they're not going to say what's actually happening, but the consensus is Kyrie's an idiot.
Yeah.
You've got to let it go.
Dame Lillard went on First Take or one of those ESPN shows and said he's leaving the thing that everyone is vying for. And you know what? I don't care anymore. Like, leave, stay, whatever.
They should, I don't know. The league needs to just, maybe people shouldn't be able to repeat anymore. Maybe we need, elementary school rules.
All right, well.
To dig grabs, but just,
let's talk about that for the Warriors.
The winner then. Has to, be relegated.
Dispersed?
Or yeah, yeah.
If you win,
that's what happens anyway.
If you win the championship, your team gets blown up and stops existing.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
You have to go work at fucking the grocery store.
I don't mind that, actually. Yeah. There's every year there's an expansion draft for the other 29 teams, and it's the championship team has to give up 5 players.
It's an expansion draft, and the championship team has to move. So the cities all get cycled.
Shit, we should have talked about this last week. We talked about...
I'm still stuck on what we were talking about last week, how basketball can just become more like soccer. Because at the restaurant I work at, the Ukrainian dude and all the Mexican dudes who follow all the soccer super hard, Jamel, you're more into it than I am.
Shout out, gang gang.
But it just seems so much more fun because there's so many more teams and things happening. Maybe the next step of that is the G League. I would watch G League on television.
Oh, of course. I would, too. Why don't they put... The problem is that with soccer, there's so much more to root for. There's so many more characters and just gossip and...
Even with soccer, the MLS has, found its footing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're getting, all the, If they have that big three.
They are the big three of international soccer.
Yeah, they're getting old vets to come kick it.
But... The actual sport is so much less interesting to watch than basketball.
Human chess.
It is human chess.
It's in
it's
like
definitely it's... more boring. There is, I will say, and you can probably speak to this more than I can. When you're watching a soccer game, when I sit down and I'm going to watch a Gold Cup game with the U.S., and you know who the players are, and you kind of know a little bit of their story and how they're fitting together. You can pick up on subtleties that are enjoyable and similar to have some basketball flow.
A little bit, but something even soccer admits it's boring. A lot of channels do things where they break 90-minute games down into 60.
That's nice.
To just get rid of all the fucking.
But still,
in
it's
the
just
half.
90 minutes.
It's good with baseball, also.
It's that is another thing soccer has going for it. It's just 2 hours.
Perfectly timed.
Done.
I don't like it when basketball turns into free throw contests. You know those games,
mm-hmm.
those regular season games.
They're working on upping the pace of the game a little bit. They took away that timeout.
Yeah, they took away all of your timeouts in the last 2 minutes,
which is fucking awesome.
It's great,
and we will make it an end fast. People making bad decisions. Going to see a lot of turnovers at the end of games.
We're going to see teams are going to average 2 to 3 more turnovers per game. I think this season.
Mm, new note.
I take that bet.
NBA. Be more like soccer. Have League Pass go all year round. Mm-hmm. Give us every single WNBA game on a closed circuit channel. I don't give a shit.
Please.
Let me fucking... I'm trying to get into this. Help me.
Speaking of the WNBA.
All of the... Subway. Is there all...
Excellent Subway. Not even a segue.
Excellent Subway.
But all the Summer League games are televised, right? Most of them?
Yeah. They have ESPN. They've got some crazy deal.
And I know that the Lakers' Time Warner Channel shows their G League team games sometimes. But that's a rarity, I feel like.
I think it is, because they don't always have camera setups. I've been to a bunch of the Defenders games.
And the Lakers
only
are just
a couple have camera setups.
The exception of the rule, because everyone's so Laker crazy.
Yeah. It's the same reason fools don't know they can watch TV for free. Because I feel like all these TV execs are just like,
yeah, we should let all the young, you should let all the young kids know who listen to this podcast that you can get free television if you want to.
Yeah, man, it's the execs is getting greedy, man. You can't watch the Dodgers in LA.
It's called a wireless antenna. You
can't watch shit.
It's what we all used to use.
Unless you got a fucking 401k that's active, then maybe you can watch some TV.
I tried to set up a 401k on my outsourcing website, and they were like, nah, you can't do this.
Peter
like,
tried to set up a 401k, and his car was repossessed.
They were like, all right, let's get you back to zero, fucking asshole.
Guys, it NBA Live 2018, the shitty little brother to NBA 2K.
Man, it's crazy how that happened.
But they're adding all the WNBA teams to the game this year.
That is dope. I do want to play as the Sparks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me, like, Peter and I have a long running, like, for a few years now, we've just kept a tally of wins and losses in each NBA 2K game. Mm-hmm. And this year, I texted Peter. He's like, should we switch to NBA Live this year just to, like, shake things up? And I think I want to do it because of the WNBA teams. I think that would add a fun wrinkle to our game.
We used to be, back in the day, an NBA Live head myself. Well, I'm talking, like, Seattle Supersonics. Ray Allen and young Rashard Lewis were basically an untouchable team. I used to just roast my brother.
Them and that everybody in my hood used to play with the Suns.
Ooh.
Because this was Barbosa's. Ooh,
early Suns, yeah.
It's basically just four dudes who can hit threes in Amari.
Yeah. That was the thing about Rashard and Ray. Just throwing. Yeah. Also, T-Mac was like T-Mac was the Michael Jordan of like NBA Live 03.
Yeah, what 04. Happened? I was trying to figure it out. Like, it was, they lost it out because 2K has better character models. Well, and then that turned into everybody saying that 2K was just a better game.
2K, yeah, I don't know when that happened.
It was right at the start. NBA 2K1 was like one. So NBA Live
Dreamcast.
Was like basically.
I used to play 2K on Dreamcast.
Yeah.
AI on the cover.
NBA Live was the only game in town, basically. I think that's why people liked it. And it was like EA Sports.
It was the Madden of basketball.
So
yeah.
You're saying like it was just a slow march up, basically. Like,
yeah, I think NBA 2K was more, it's a little faster. It's always been a little faster.
Right.
The controls are a little more responsive. It feels a little tighter. Play. It looks a little better. Yeah, I think it's just better. It's just a better game. In my book, I switched to 2K right away. And I've been playing since NBA Live like 96. That's 21 years
that
I've been playing basketball games.
That is just
so
a testament, though,
Mitch
to
Richmond on the cover
how great NBA video games are. They're really the best.
It's
the best one. It's so much better than Madden. Like, I'm sorry. Madden's fun, but like,
you can't play with big heads, you know? You can't put in the big head cheat code in Madden. Yeah.
Although I would also rather just watch Madden on Sundays because I know that people aren't going to die.
Wait,
so,
you'd rather watch?
You'd rather just watch Madden than
at some
real
point. Aren't we just
gonna
like have like Antonio Brown and everyone in like some kind of like Ready Player One VR situation?
So oh my god! You just fixed football.
Did I just fix football?
You just fixed the NFL.
All we
it's
need,
a video game now.
All we need is a couple of big
patent,
ass
patent.
Rooms and like some of that like ultrasound gel.
Yeah.
We'll just cover them in ultrasound gel.
This is very like Matrix slash Tron slash sci-fi.
Tron ball? Let's call it Tron ball.
So basically we just get all these elite muscular athletes into a warehouse.
And put them on put some baby gel on them.
Strip them naked, get them lubed up.
Yeah, with like some embryo juice or something.
Shoot them with lasers and that's football now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then we just get to watch a fucking Madden game.
I mean, it's really not that different. Just the only thing is like I know that no one's going to, like, murder-suicide them and their families. So, you know.
Well, eventually we'd have to up the simulation to the point where we can involve domestic violence.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's
I wonder
like
if
10
they,
years down the road we'll get there.
I wonder when they're going to start including some of the disciplinary action in, like, the Madden, you know, career mode. Where it's like, ooh, you leased that Maserati, and now you can't pay your child support until your next game.
Yeah, would they ever do that?
Now you need an extension.
Now you need an extension.
Huh.
Complain to your agent that you're not getting paid enough.
I think we should make that game, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a card game.
Bad choices.
We need to make
like Magic the Gathering
Magic
for
the
NFL.
Football. Oh!
Magic the football.
Hey.
Damn,
Or Football the Gathering.
Football the Gathering.
Football the Gathering?
Might be more like.
My God.
Like, you know what that is when you hear the name?
We're getting paper, baby.
Damn.
Magic the Football is a little more like
esoteric. Fuck this basketball podcast. Let's get this money, man. Yes.
Oh, man.
Before we get to our guests, one last thing. Last week, right after we recorded our last episode, was Harrison Barnes' wedding. Steph Curry was there. He was dancing, imitating LeBron James in his Instagram videos. Kyrie Irving was there laughing. NBA media has ran with this and made it this big issue, like where like Steph was mocking LeBron and Kyrie was egging him on, and this is just Kyrie hates LeBron. Do you think this was the case, or was it just Steph Curry is friends with LeBron and just kind of joking around about his friend?
The summertime sucks because they have to make stories. Like, they're paid to, like, you know, just follow shit, so.
Also, like, what happens in drunk dancing circles at weddings?
Yeah,
you shouldn't be held accountable.
The fact that nobody even, I didn't even know it was Harrison Barnes' wedding. All I knew was Steph Curry was making fun of somebody. I mean, like, goddamn married.
But it wasn't like, I was telling Peter beforehand, like, it's the kind of making fun that, like, if we were all in a room together drunk and, like, I was sitting next to Peter, and then I'd be like, hey, look at me, I'm Peter, this is how Peter does shit, and, like, just mocking him right in front of him. Like, it was that level of, like, it wasn't malicious.
Yeah,
it was
I've worn Peter's hat in front of his face, you know what I'm saying? I've done that.
It was just teasing. That's all it was.
The big question is, too, is who took that video? That's what I want to know.
Well, say it got ripped off someone's social media, right? Petulia?
Petulia.
Do you think anyone would invite Petulia to their wedding on the Warriors?
He had a GoPro strapped on his fucking elbow or something.
Got hired by the catering company just so he could sneak in and like hang with the dudes?
I think if Petulia was at Harrison Barnes' wedding, it was likely because someone like had to cancel last second and he was like the C-list invitation. He's like, oh, Zaza, we have room for you. I know like I'm a millionaire and I can afford to invite as many people as you want to my wedding, but suddenly we have room. You can come.
Yeah, whoever it was is going to get the kiss like Fredo.
Yeah.
But
I don't think any of them care.
Yeah, they're all friends.
They've all been friends for like five years. Yeah.
While we do crave and love every bit of hot goss from like the NBA summer, this does seem like a bridge too far.
It seems like the media
dancing wedding circle is now like top story on First Take.
The media is really pushing it, and it's so annoying.
I blame the 80s. I blame the past for this because, you know, back in the day when you couldn't be friends, that was just like the industry standard. You had to hate everybody you were playing. Yeah. And now everybody's like.
It really all ended when Larry and Magic did that McDonald's commercial together. That was really the beginning of, or the Converse commercial.
Well, Larry and Michael did
no, they
the,
definitely
like,
still hated each other. Larry it was
the McDonald's
but
commercial.
But it was like whatever commercial that was like, oh, we're friends. We both compete against each other.
Whip off the pants when they whipped off the pants.
Yeah.
The one where he comes out of the limo.
Converse, right?
Yeah, that was Converse.
Maybe it was the Dream Team that fucked it all up.
Exactly.
Suddenly, like, these superstars were all hanging out during the summer and, like, going on this, like, team bonding trip to Barcelona. Sorry.
Ibiza?
Ibiza?
If River ever in Spanish, that's a foreign tongue.
You sound like the dude from the fucking K-Day ad for shitty insurance. Or
you're talking about
claims?
Easy Rooms for Rent / We Sell Car Insurance.
One of them fools, yo. But this dude is just like, don't call the auto insurance company. Please call me first. Don't the auto insurance company. They don't have your best interest at heart. Sounds like he's having
radio
a fucking
ads
stroke.
Are incredible.
While it's, yeah.
It's so crass. How just how pointed they are to their specific
they know
audience.
Exactly. They know that everybody's broke as hell.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
Guys, should we take a break and then bring in our guests?
Break it on up.
All right. We'll see you in a minute. All right, welcome back to Airbuds, the podcast about basketball. The podcast about basketball. We have
the
a guest today.
Yeah, fuck Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we're taking shots.
Our guest today, stand-up comedian. He's co-host of the Cumtown podcast. He's also a DSA hard body.
Yeah, a hard bod and a total hoop head.
He's in town from New York. Please welcome Adam Friedland.
Thank you for having me, folks.
Thank you for being
Great
here.
Great to be here with the buds.
Yeah.
What's good? What's good?
This is our second go in trying to have you on.
Oh, man.
After the last time you were in town, we had that weird miscommunication.
Hullabaloo, dude. Straight up malarkey,
that's
bro.
That's fine. I forgot about it. Now I'm pissed again. Cause
whatever, bro. We went to a diner and ate french fries and had coffee instead.
That was a nice day. It was a very nice day.
Hell, we thought about holding
you guys
hands.
Your days are too nice here in L.A. I don't like it.
I like L.A. nights.
I like waiting for the train. I'm a real New Yorker, so I like...
You just like doing things that are less fun than other
being
things.
Being mad, yeah. I like being around a person screaming for no reason.
You get that here.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just more
roll
dispersed,
up your car
you know?
Window. You could just be like, oh, I'm going to put Terry Gross up a couple another notches.
I don't know. I happen to walk a lot in Los Angeles. I know. I'm a little different, guys.
Wow.
But yeah, last night I was on a walk and I had a homeless dude in suit pants and a jacket but no shirt walking at me rapping very loudly, and I had my headphones on so I couldn't hear the lyrics, but he was like rapping, and he was like, as I was walking by, he was just screaming rap lyrics at me, and I was just like, actually that kind of fucking like this dude.
Yeah, Mark,
that's what living in a real city is about being around crazy people. Because you know what? They're part of your society, guys. And that's why I'm a hero for living in New York.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just... And also, if you guys want to hear more of these thoughts, I have a one-man show at the UCB in Franklin called New York versus L.A. I'm doing a full hour on the differences between the cities.
I can't wait. No one's ever tackled that topic.
This is like a new...
breaking ground.
This is like a new comedy thing I'm working on. People are like, what?
I heard about that.
And then next month I got my other show, which is called The Plane Should Be Made Out of the Black Box.
John Leguizamo gave you the keys.
That's a bit that I've been working on recently. I don't know who that is, John Leguizamo.
You want to do like a cover record of John Leguizamo special? Let's do Ghetto Clown.
I miss him, dude. I miss him so much. He with The Pest, when I was like in like fifth grade, I thought
the best movie. AFI
I
top
just think it was the funniest movie I've ever seen.
He's being such a pest.
The opening scene where he's in the shower and he's farting. I remember like being like 11. I'm just like, this is what being alive is all about.
This is the top.
This is it. Johnny Legs, man, he did it.
Johnny Legs. Adam, we got a question about New York. How much stage time can you get there? How many times can you go up in a night?
Ooh. It's like shitty. I don't know. I was doing a lot of, you can grind. You could do like 3-4. So like normally I start off like I'm at the Cellar, and then I go get a slice of pizza, and then I eat like half the pizza, and then I throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Then I go a back, pizza rat.
Yeah, let the rats have it.
No, then I go back to the Cellar. You know, do a little bit more time.
You're not living in a city unless you're feeding rats, you know?
That's real.
Yeah, it's basically, and then I go up on stage and I'm like, yeah, my daughters are cunts, you know? that's basically what being a New York City stand-up is all about.
Yeah.
Just Comedy 101.
Yeah,
you
just
know?
The show, Louis, basically.
You just got to touch a brick wall while you casually call all the women in your life cunts.
Yeah. Remember we almost played a pickup game with some kids in Brooklyn? Where's he at? Like Fort Greene?
Oh, dude, I got dunked on like within the first week of living in New York.
By a kid?
It was so metaphorical. Yeah.
It just came up to you, or was it in a game?
No, it was in a game, yeah. I like played in the park. I got dunked on by a child, like 15. Like, incredible athlete.
Oh,
incredible, like, vertical. He was maybe 5'6". And he went the fuck up. And I was like, you know. And then
that
I
dude
was like,
were you excited? At all?
I was
or
like,
you like,
I was
fully
like,
ashamed.
No, I was like, damn. But like, everyone's like, well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, that sounds like the coolest thing that
it's
could possibly
so cool.
happen.
It's so cool. I don't get it in the dunk culture. Like, it's a shame to be posterized, but I'm an amateur. Like, I'm not Pau Gasol. Yeah. I'm fine to see a child do amazing things.
You're happy to be there.
I'm just happy to be there. I just want
to... It's not often you get outshone by someone half your age, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
You also presented that as, like, here's this awful thing that happened to me, and then and slowly realized
you
that
turned the corner.
Actually, like,
the awful part was all the 14 and 15-year-olds calling me a loser. That was the... The awful part wasn't being dunked on. That I just was part of something amazing. That was
How old were you when this happened?
I was like 28, 27.
This shit was last week, bro.
Children. Yeah. Wait, did we ever play pickup in New York? I played a little bit.
We were shooting around. I feel like we turned a game down.
There's a comics game out in Bushwick.
Okay. Any good? Does it get a
I've only been once. Some people are all right.
Okay.
Some people suck.
There's a couple comics games out here. There's one where it's like chill, and then there's another one where like everybody's crazy.
The one you went to, the Saturday one. What is that one?
Crazy. No, the Saturday one's chill. There's a Wednesday one, West Hollywood Park.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Is this like you can't like name names?
Yeah, it's like
you can't say who's there because like, you know, Kevin Hart and all those kind of people are there.
I don't think Kevin Hart is playing a pickup game in the park. I think he's renting the gym out.
Sandler will be going out there. He's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo, did you see that video of him online like from 2 weeks ago with a tremendous dime, tremendous dish?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
The video was like incredible pass by Adam Sandler, but yeah, beautiful game. Yeah. He's a lover of the game of hoop.
Adam Sandler, if you're listening,
cross court.
It was like sort of like this bounce pass like dime. He was double teamed
to a man cutting to the rim. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful!
The guy cutting. It was really nice.
Maybe it's still there, but when I was doing some assistant work on the Sony lot like 8 years ago, there's like his basketball court, and it's like
Sandler's court.
Yeah, there's like it's
a dream, dude.
Yeah, man, he like built a court on, and it's beautiful.
That's my Angels in the Outfield. That's Sandler's Angels in the Outfield.
It is. He's living it.
He's just waiting for
his gorgeous court. I'm pretty sure it's still, I mean,
ornate gold frames.
I've seen it before. I saw it a couple years ago.
He's waiting for his dad, the ghost of his dad, to come and play with him.
Sixth man.
Yeah, to sixth man him.
Yo, we should all write like an Adam Sandler basketball movie. There's been no, he's done golf.
He'd do it. He'll do any movie.
Yeah. He would do it.
Oh, is this like LA? You can't say anything bad about people.
Technically, Grown Ups is a basketball movie. Because they have a big basketball.
Grown Ups too.
I'll say bad shit about people. Adam Sandler, you haven't done good work in years. Let me write a movie for you so you can get back to your non-Netflix bullshit ways.
He's making so much money right now. I saw Grown Ups 2 on vacation recently, and
yes, sir,
it was fantastic. It was very funny. It was very, very funny.
Where did you go on vacation?
I was in Mexico City.
Oh my god! And you just were like,
our
you know,
flight was delayed, so we had like we went back to our Airbnb and really had nothing to do. We watched like 6 Sandler movies, like new Sandler. We went deep in like some.
You're the wildest dude I know.
Did you watch that Western one?
The Western one is just an abortion.
That one's very bad.
I had to turn that off.
It's one of the worst pieces of shit.
That was like, it made me uncomfortable. I was like, this is even five.
The one with David Spade where they fake their deaths.
I kind of like that one.
It's like, it's ridiculous also, but enjoy, like fun.
Yeah, it's like 90 minutes. But did you watch Sandy Wexler?
Oh, yeah.
God, that is... That's 2.5 hours long.
It's too long.
It's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, it's like it's whoa, fucking. It's like Scorsese like. It's way too long, dude.
And
yeah,
Jennifer Hudson is just like you're like Jennifer. Like I've never felt bad for like a rich person more than watching that movie and like seeing Jennifer Hudson and being like you could do so much better, honey. Like
we did Jack and Jill.
I've never seen it. It is fantastic.
And the most insane
insane.
The most insane fact about Jack and Jill, if you know nothing about it, is that the second lead of the movie is Mr. Al Pacino.
That is wild.
Well, technically, the second lead is also Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, Al Pacino, which to me, on paper, that's... let's bring it back to basketball. On paper, that's Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal. I see that analogy.
Who's Robert Horry?
Who's Robert Horry?
Rob Schneider.
Dude, they're Rob Schneider. Of course. Of course. Schneider is Robert Horry.
Guy who, like, doesn't do any work at all, but shows up for one moment in the movie. I watched The Waterboy
recently. But always nails it.
Any bench nigga from the Lakers, you guys would have said Rob Schneider. Samaki Walker.
No,
Rob Schneider is Robert Horry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Think about this. Robert Horry's big shot making ability is paralleled to Rob Schneider's big line delivering ability.
You can do it in The Waterboy. That's the moment. He's not really in the movie.
You can do it.
is a corner three against the Spurs in the playoffs.
Yes.
Big Daddy, when he's like,
oh, Big Daddy? Big Daddy is the 2000-2001 Lakers championship run, Robert Horry.
Okay. He put work I'll in. Take it.
Yeah, yo, did, you got to give it to Schneider.
He did get numbers. And when he does fucking Deuce Bigelow, that's when he jerks the Kings.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. Yeah, you guys
are from LA. You're not from LA.
I'm from Philly originally.
You're from Philly. So Cleveland. Your process
is the city where it comes from.
I'm trying to trust the process.
You're talking about. You're all in on
you love the process.
I love the process. You want to date the process.
Like an erect dick you would. In that article about Joel Embiid is back and like cleared for practice.
I want to fuck the process. Baby. I don't know if I want to date the process yet.
You do wanna,
we're
you
still feeling it out.
Make sensual love to the process.
I mean, I love my curvy process.
I hope it fucks up personally.
I'm sorry. They're going to be a 6 seed. Yeah, maybe a 7 seed. They're going to be the 1 seed.
You guys missed him saying I love my curvy process.
Oh, I yesterday from online. My curvy process. That is good.
But yeah, no.
Can I talk? Oh, this is.
You want to talk about the web? Don't bring that here.
This is too problematic.
We like the internet, okay?
The curvy wife thing. I think that that guy got too much shit yesterday. Listen, I know he's a douchebag. I know he wrote that like insufferable post. But let's just say, I don't know. It's very convenient that it's a white guy because that's the easiest person to make fun of for being lame in public.
Right. I think it was just a matter of like. The dude wrote that thing from the perspective of I'm the first guy to ever like a woman with a big ass.
Well, what was worse was that
and I'm woke because of it.
Was that BuzzFeed? So it's fine for him to be an idiot because he's just some nothing. But BuzzFeed and all these like stupid websites were like, this is news, and we have to talk about it.
On the BuzzFeed breaking news account, and you're just
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like, breaking news. This man loves his fat wife.
That's why like, Trump. That's why Trump. That's Trump. That's why he wins.
I agree with that. Because we have no standard for what is news and what is not anymore.
Oh, yeah. Man.
We live in hell, and no one's going to win a championship other than the Warriors in the next 4 years, right, guys?
That is the
Wait, are you Bron?
America,
are you Bron? Cleveland? Yes. And then you're.
You know what it
Wizards?
Is.
Wizards?
You know
okay.
It is over here.
It's so weird that I live in New York. And I come to LA to do a basketball podcast, and I'm the only Lakers fan.
Hey, we are in on the Lakers this year.
Yeah,
we're Clippers fan.
I love baby Lakers.
I'm all in on the Lakers.
I love baby Lakers.
I love
was
baby
in on
Lakers
Julius
too.
Randle day one.
You did say that during summer league. Jamel and I have watched many a summer league together. And this year,
Adam loves prospects.
I like some
Lakers fans in general. Love watching teams play ball.
We're like rebuilding, obviously, but. This
it's like a
year,
black church,
like,
just always rebuilding.
It really seemed, and maybe it's just me, that NBA is 12 months.
Oh, 13 months.
Yeah, it's like the NFL now. It used to be the NFL is like you hear
the
NFL.
The Lakers were the best. Jeannie Buss ousting her brother was like probably one of like the top five most interesting things that happened in the season last year.
Oh, I'm all in on everything. I'm all in on the gossip. I'm all in
it's
on
amazing.
It. Yeah. Like, I'm all in on Melo posting pictures of his ex-girl trying to win her back. On Instagram, did you see that Melo posted pic of Lala with like the Google eyes and a heart, like with
that's
the like. What are the two eyes? What's that emoji called?
Just the
like
the tongue out. Like,
yeah, the two like boing. Yeah. The boing.
Pull your collar.
Are they back together or no?
I don't know.
They're not divorced, right?
They're not divorced, but I think he's trying to win her back. Like, I love the NBA. I love
kids and shit.
I love that Steph. I love that Steph, the biggest fucking dork of all time, is now bullying LeBron. I love it. I love it.
We just talked about that before we brought you on. I don't think he's bullying LeBron. I think he literally was just, hey, this is how our friend dances. And everybody
was
laughing because they're clowning on their friend.
No, I think that he
was
bullying old LeBron. There's
the standard of bullying has
changed. It's a generational thing. Every generation hates the generation that came before.
Nobody
gets
bullied in person.
Everyone hated Kobe. All the younger players, like Bron, Melo, Wade, everyone hated Kobe, right? Because he was the generation before him, and he was a cornball. He had no sense of humor, and he was a dick, right?
He's a dick. you know, he and probably listens to weird music. This generation, call you a bitch.
The best summation of I think the generation. Kobe's
the generation favorite band is probably Oasis.
Oh shit,
that's what I feel like.
Kobe only like or
he only listens to LL Cool J.
No, I think he listens to like jazz. He's definitely like, and he forced it. Like he wasn't naturally into jazz, but he thought but it's sophisticated sure to like jazz. Yeah.
Yeah. Jazz
in the gym, listen. Must like this. Oh God, of course he'll put the work in. The best example of any his work ethic is come on, is legendary. The best example of the generational shift is, I was telling Jamel yesterday, is that video from the Olympics team last year on the plane where Jimmy Buckets, like Kyrie, are singing Vanessa Carlton, A Thousand Miles.
Oh,
and then the
guy.
the camera's going around and like all these dudes are being goofy and like singing like a girly song and thinking it's funny. And then as the camera is, like, turning, you see Mello just across the aisle with, like, a hoodie up, just, like, the most angry look on his face. Like, what the fuck are these soft-ass kids doing these days?
You know, in that moment, if you just, like, blurred your eyes a little bit, like a magic, one of those things, magic image, like, Carmelo just became, like, a human Timberland boot.
Exactly.
like, just fucking, what the fuck? Are these youngsters up to?
Yeah, this is like the Snapchat kids like they're all into like Brandon Wardell type lame ass shit. they're all into like fucking like Disney shows and like
you know what
it's
it was,
their
man.
Babies in the NBA now.
80s babies just like weren't allowed to have feelings. I'm like on the tail end of that, and it's my parents were basically just like, dog, get a job and keep it forever. They didn't care where it was.
Yeah.
They're just like, shut up and just work till you die.
I'll show you. I'll be a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
It's just, it feels like it's two generations from Kobe now. Like,
yeah.
It's like, it was the Kobe generation, and then I guess Iverson's part of that, and like a couple other dudes. That never, like, never lasted as long as Kobe,
though.
It's not cut and dry.
Would you say Harden is part of the younger generation?
Of course.
Younger.
So, like,
younger.
Him and Chris Paul, like, Chris Paul being like, all right, I'm all in with you. Like,
yeah.
That's like, you know, there's some crossover
there. Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Chris Paul
yeah,
is
yeah.
definitely right. of the Kobe mindset, I think.
Absolutely.
He's Kobe mindset, but
Chris Paul's like, yeah, I'll deal with this fucking.
Yeah. He's LeBron generation, though.
Because you only need Chris Paul for one game. Because Harden can carry the team until it's crunch time. That's when you need the maniac to come out.
Every, like, 6 days, I'm driving in a car, and I remember how excited I am to watch the Rockets this coming year.
It's going
to
be fun.
It happens, like, I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, they're going to be must-see. They're, like, fucking Warriors level, have to watch every game.
Yeah.
I mean,
it will
maybe.
End in disaster,
who else
I feel
is it?
Like.
Who else is it besides CP and Harden? So, Capella? Like,
Capella, he's good.
Capella, Ariza, Bledsoe, Lou Williams.
Wait,
maybe Carmelo
Bledsoe.
Soon.
Or Gordon.
Yeah, Eric Gordon. I was like, whoa, if they got Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, honestly, I just think that's just two dudes.
They're only a Melo and LeBron away from, like, being the banana boat destination. They got two
I just think, but what's that going to do against the Warriors? The Warriors are perfect.
I mean,
they
he's got a point. It's worth seeing, at least.
Come on, that just stinks of old guys all trying to do it one last time.
I mean,
that's the old Expendables.
Hugs. Yeah,
we're getting the banana boys back together.
But that shit works.
We're
the
getting
old guys.
Stallone.
I think.
Because Harden is involved, it's like
Harden,
it's not. You know
it's
what I mean?
Going to ruin it. I think either Chris Paul is not going to be able to work with Harden, or Harden is going to destroy Chris Paul. Harden just had his jersey retired
dominant.
At a strip club.
Yeah, that,
James Harden spent so much money at a strip club that they raised his jersey to the rafters, and
beautiful.
Chris Paul is now hanging out with James Harden a bunch. Born again Christian, like family man, Chris Paul is like
State
out
Farm
going
Christian.
To clubs and going to
Paul,
events.
Dude. Cliff Paul of State Farm Insurance.
Wow, he really must have hated Blake and DeAndre if this is like what he's.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm gonna take. Jersey hanging in the strip club over.
He probably hated Austin. He probably hated.
What's
Austin
the deal with the Clippers? What was the talk around here?
Doc Rivers asleep at the wheel.
Dude,
Doc Rivers is trash. He likes his son too much.
You go to a Clippers game and you're out.
They got a bum ass mascot.
There's no such thing as a Clippers fan.
Well,
I'm a Clipper. I'm a Clipper
fan. Friend of the podcast, Jensen Karp, is a diehard day one Clippers fan.
Whatever. It's not a real
RIP to Malik Sealy. While we're at it,
yeah, of course. I love you know.
Clippers games are sad.
They're sad.
Like, what if Knicks games took place in somebody else's arena that was a better team? Like, it's like,
and they're like a three seed in the West, and they were still sad.
But they all hated each other. They had like a very adversarial relationship to the crowd.
Uh-huh.
The crowds are always kind of just like,
they didn't like their crowd.
No, yeah. They didn't like the crowd
because it's
the
all road. Like, it's all road fans. It's like how the Raiders games are going to be when they're in Oakland. It's going to be like Pats fans going for the weekend to Vegas.
It's gonna be
sorry, when they go to Vegas.
Yeah. Chargers yeah. games are this year.
Yeah, yeah. No one gives a fuck about the Chargers in LA. This is a Raiders town. Yeah. Like, most people here still like the Raiders.
I can't believe they're going to be in Vegas. That is.
I'm from Vegas, and I'm a Raiders fan, and I'm, like, sad about it. I think it's the.
It's a bummer.
It's bad, like, for the municipality. Like, the deal that they signed for the stadium is, like, just ripping people off that live there. And then it's also, like, all the games are going to be like, oh, I want to, you know, I've always wanted to see the fucking Giants in Vegas. So, like, people are going to be still rolling from the club. And they're like, it's like,
it's going to be a fucking shit show.
It's going to be a
shit
show.
They can't have any games start at 10 a.m. Like,
because people will still be on drugs.
people are going to be blackout watching those games. People are already blackout.
The first time the Bills, the first time the Bills go there, that will be like just the stadium about set on fire. The first time there's like the actual most rowdy like fan bases coming through.
Oh, Philly coming
in
through?
Vegas.
Philly coming through to Vegas, they're gonna be trapped.
I apologize for what people I probably know and grew up with are going to do to your city when
your
the Eagles.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. Whatever. But
we mentioned NBA gossip. I heard a fun tidbit the other day. I didn't know about this. Callie Rivers, Doc Rivers' daughter.
Mm-hmm. Can she ball?
I think she balled, but she's also just a very apparently attractive, funny, smart person. She, rumor has it, she was the driving force behind getting DeAndre Jordan to stay.
Makes
like
sense.
Doc Rivers sent her to like talk to him. She's currently dating Seth Curry, the lesser of the Currys,
which is probably the better one to date. Little less eyes on him.
Well,
he's probably a little more chill.
True. You know so, I heard her previous two boyfriends. Kyrie Irving and Paul George.
Jesus.
Wow.
She only dates,
Seth Curry is like a
NBA
step down, right? Why would she go to Steph?
Well, because what are they like as dudes? I think Paul George might be corny in real life. Have you ever seen he wears like train conductor outfits as fashion sometimes?
Does he?
He's got like real terrible stylist.
It's like a hat that Ellen would wear.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
show,
yeah.
Like in the '90s.
I just feel like he's like maybe not cool. I mean, I hope he comes to the Lakers. I think he's a cool basketball player, but I think he's like maybe like a. Yeah, and who else did she date?
Kyrie Irving. We know he's kind
Kyrie's
of got a tumultuous personal life. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Kyrie's insane. Yeah, he doesn't believe the world is round.
Yeah, he's a flat earther, weird born again Christian.
The more insane part of the Kyrie, like that whole saga, was actually when he went on Richard Jefferson's podcast and was like, "It was all like a social like experiment, man." I'm like, "You don't know what social
what
experiment
a fuck
means.
Is
like,
it?
What
Come
are
on,
you
bro.
Talking about?"
The way that like
Sweet
someone
child.
On a YouTuber like running up to someone in the street and slapping them in the face and then running away is like a social experiment.
But is this amazing? Like, we're still talking about NBA, so engaged. And it's, like, been months since the...
It's been 1 hour on this podcast.
No, I'm saying, but it's been months since the finals and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
With, like,
yeah.
Kyrie saying he wants to leave Cleveland. Like, NBA is just... people talk about it all year long now.
Look, whether it's orchestrated or not, it did just give great fodder to the next, like, 3 weeks.
Oh,
when
my God.
Be like...
No one gives a fuck about baseball. Who's doing it in baseball? No one knows.
Apparently the Dodgers are good right now.
Dodgers are the best.
They're incredible. Yeah.
I don't know anything about baseball,
to, like,
though.
Yeah.
Listen, like, a nat. Like, you can't be like,
yeah.
Like, how about the Nationals, guys?
Yeah.
Well, no offense.
Yeah,
no,
or
no,
just
no,
like,
fuck
how about
just
the
like,
Indians?
Fuck the Nationals. It's O's over here, just for the record.
Yeah.
Good news is pitcher from Texas, who's probably racist, just signed a $400 million, like, deal. And you're just like, Why do they make so much
money
in baseball?
Yeah.
Why do they make so much money?
No salary cap.
But, like, how do they afford that? How
unions,
can...
baby.
I just realized something. I just remembered.
It is a shame that NFL makes, like, nothing and NBA makes, like, I guess the contracts
the
now
are
getting.
The rosters are too big, man. It's five times the size of the roster.
Yeah, but
what,
think about how much money
in baseball?
That,
yeah, no, football.
Oh,
but
baseball,
in baseball,
there's 25 people on a roster.
Do you guys know that Trump's, like, his like, one of his new, like, consultants is named Ty Cobb?
Yes, I heard
like
that.
Like, straight up just Ty Cobb.
Legally changed his name to that because he admired his views.
That shit killed me. Like, I almost stopped my car, like, on the road. And I was like, really? You're Ty Cobb?
Yeah,
all right.
Yo, Jamel and I, after this, I asked Jamel after this if he could take me as like an LA tourism trip to Chino Hills to go see the Ball family residence.
How do you feel
he
about
prays
the Balls?
To the Ball family?
I love him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you always... It seems like the media turned a corner
on
the dad.
I have a whole theory on
why he's like so fucking misogynistic.
Well, yeah, he's like a fucking...
He's like a 55-year-old man.
55-year-old like, man. Every
I'm not surprised 55-year-old he's misogynistic.
Misogynist, yeah.
But also, like, fuck him for, like... He naturally embarrassed a woman because she dared call him out on his bullshit. Like,
even if you're 55, you're still, like, aware
I didn't
of, like,
really
the
take
world.
The misogyny line in that. I saw that she's just some fucking Fox lady that's trying to make, like, a drama for ratings, and he was just not that good at
it. No, I'm talking about the referee that gave him a technical, and then he threw a fit and got her kicked out of the game.
I thought you were talking about on the Colin Cowherd show.
No, I mean, I'm sure.
So that way he's like, stop looking at me.
Nah, fuck that.
I don't want you looking at me. You're scary.
The way I thought about that, I was like... If you go on, she's the co-host, but you go on her show, you're going on her show because they're welcoming you so you can promote your shit. Uh-huh. You show someone, like, you're their guest. That was incredible. Misogyny or not, like, that was
I think that she was
petty and, like,
whatever.
Stupid for him to do that.
Here's what I think. I think, like, being a NBA player, like, if you're Jordan, you could be a terrible person. But you could be marketed in a particular way to make everyone love you, right? And then I think it all started with the Kobe rape trial, that the brands were not as good at protecting the athletes and, like, their flaws were becoming public. And now you have to be, like, just this whole social media presence. Like, LeBron is so media trained. He's so out there. Mm-hmm. He's, like, such a public figure. He has, like, Twitter and Snapchat. You know, you got to do all this shit. And I think... To be perfectly honest, Lonzo Ball is like a boring kid. He's
absolutely.
Like, he just likes basketball. And so if he doesn't have to do the Instagram, yeah. Snapchat
so
thing.
His dad is the Joker.
And
basically.
His dad is the heel.
His dad is the heel and maybe a clown a little bit. But like he's doing the whole like PR thing. It sort of can let him just play basketball. Honestly, like a lot of people were taking, and it makes sense to say, no, I think that would put more pressure on him. But I think it's the opposite. I think Lonzo just wants to play basketball. If you watch him in interviews, he just gives like five word, not like respectful answers, but they're like just like he doesn't really get like care. They're like, you know, what was it about the game today? He's like, just play team ball. You know, like he'll just like say like three or four things, and he just wants to ball.
Do you think he got an 80 rating on 2K just because of his dad?
Yeah, dude.
Like, if his dad wasn't on TV, he'd be a 75. He'd be a 75.
He got an 80 rating in 2K?
Yes!
That is way
ridiculous.
Too much.
Because of his fuck. And they gave him his own shot.
Yeah.
Like, designed his own fucking shot.
Yeah. Yo, that's... He's got to fix that.
He'll fix it next year.
It got stuffed in Summer League a bunch. Like,
it doesn't matter.
That was... I mean, he had a great Summer League.
Yeah,
he had some great games, but, like, that was the thing nobody was talking about, was that shot doesn't work against other NBA players.
He's going to change the way the whole team works, and it's just... I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun as fuck that he replaced D'Angelo with that dude. It is going to be...
I was sad about D'Angelo getting traded. Like, I liked him, and I believed in his potential and his ceiling.
And I went to the Cavs-Lakers game last year where D'Angelo went off for 40 and LeBron and Kyrie went. That was like...
That was a great game.
Also, the only Lakers game I've been to and was better than every single Clippers game, including playoff games.
Well, they like turned the lights off, right?
Which is fun. They black out the crowd. It's so fun.
It also is just like an organization that's like, we've won 17 championships, so we're still going to kind of have this like classic Wheel of Fortune vibe.
Yeah.
But it's like tacky and LA, but like also like... A show,
but also confident.
And everyone's like, confident.
They're confident in the product. The Clippers at every timeout, at every stoppage of the ball, they bring out t-shirt cannons. They bring out like six dance crews. They have like fucking that ugly ass mascot that is Chuck the Condor is one of the worst mascots.
Chuck
in all
the Condor screams, "I'm thirsty."
Oh yeah,
I need you. Yeah,
thirstiest team. Like, Steve Ballmer. Like,
fuck, that's my least favorite part of the whole
thing. At halftime one time.
Steve Ballmer is my least favorite part of the entire operation. He's just so annoying.
Listen, kudos to him for getting rid of Doc Rivers.
He's getting his shit together.
Yeah. Has he?
Yeah, he just hired Jerry West. Jerry West just kicked Doc Rivers out of the front office.
I can't fucking...
They didn't resign
Chris Paul. I can't believe the Lakers let that happen.
They're going to have to rebuild.
Jerry West?
Yeah.
How could the Lakers let Jerry West end his career?
I mean, Jerry got to the point where he could probably do whatever he wanted to.
I think Jerry probably was like,
"I
want to."
They definitely had first refusal. They definitely could have said,
"Wants to like
No, they. I don't think Magic wanted him back.
Yeah, but I don't think like they kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, Rob Pelinka now, though.
Magic and Rob Pelinka want to do the things that Jake. They don't want to take fucking shit from him.
Yeah,
Pelinka is literally a year away from bringing like LeBron and Paul George and maybe a third star.
We've been cucked before.
Well, also,
I can't.
Jerry was pre-cucked too.
Jerry
wouldn't go to Boston when Magic and them were playing. He like wouldn't go with the team.
Wait,
so he was like already like
if Jerry West got the Clippers to the Western Conference Finals, they would put like a statue of him in like a suit outside.
Oh
the
yeah,
center.
Yeah. There's no
like the upside of like, have the Clippers, like I'm gonna turn the Clippers. They've never been to the Western Conference.
They've only been in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
they've never. Damn, like, dude. The last 5 years, we have these shirts from like the opening for like one of the games where it's just like their slogans were always like open ended and terrible.
Uh-huh.
This year it was it takes everything. It was like, it takes everything to fucking cheer for this team.
No, the fucking t-shirts they made for Blake Griffin for the free agency thing. Did you guys bring this up?
I don't know if we ever talked about this on the pod, did we?
No, this is the best thing ever. The Clippers staff made these fucking t-shirts, like these Please Blake
t-shirts. Oh, the MLK joint.
That had like,
oh, yeah,
like Obama, pioneers. Gandhi, MLK.
Okay, here's my take on that. Blake Griffin is funny and very self-aware. My take on that was that,
was a joke.
I think that was a joke. Like
that's
they knew that Blake would laugh about it, but like then like woke NBA Twitter was just like, who the fuck do the Clippers think they are comparing Blake to Mahatma Gandhi?
Yeah, that like, is like someone posting a joke. Like a
respect.
Video.
If it's a joke, respect. Yeah, that's very funny.
I want to find if anyone that's in the Clippers organization is listening to this and you know about this T-shirt.
Sorry, we shit on your team all the time.
Yeah, we. I mean, I was a paying customer for a long time of you guys, so I get to shit on you if I want.
But also, you're cool.
Yeah, hit us up at Airbuds Pod across all social media. We want to know about this goddamn T-shirt.
Who's their point guard? Patrick Beverley?
Yeah, Beverley.
Yeah. Yo, he was trained out too, right?
He's amazing.
I mean, he said that in hindsight.
Yeah.
After he got traded, he was like, I wanted to trade.
Which I get. I'm sure he wanted out 2 years ago. The first time Harden folded.
When is Doc getting fired?
Maybe after this year.
Because the team was so... This team was like garbage in the earth, on fire.
Yeah, but that's like a different organization. That's Donald Sterling. That's not Steve
Ballmer. Are they going to trade his son and then
to
he'll
expect
just resign?
Anything better than a first round playoff appearance from a team that was ass
Chris
for
Paul
20 years?
And Blake and DeAndre were all there before Doc got there. I don't think Doc Rivers really built the team.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. And I gotta say,
oh, shout out to Vinny.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like a too much of a Lakers fan, but the thing that created this problem was the fucking trade that David Stern blocked when we had Chris Paul, and he just fucked up the NBA, and he fucked up the Lakers, and
that was really the beginning of the end for David Stern.
Yeah.
That was like, everyone was like, all right, we got to get rid of you.
Yeah. Why?
Dude, we like Adam Silver, right? He's good?
Oh, my God.
I like Adam Silver.
Yeah.
In sports.
For sure.
No drama.
He's making changes to the game for the better.
He also, like...
That time... Like, I've already mentioned it once, but getting rid of those timeouts in the last 2 minutes of the game, like, is just going to make the game so much more exciting and fun.
He also, like, openly talks about the NBA's flaws in a way that you would never fucking hear Manfred or Goodell speak about. Well, maybe Manfred, but, like the NFL is, like, just... And its own level of like evilness.
It's great. It's
really
like
refreshing that, and it is like, even if he is doing the same stuff behind the scenes, like he's pretty fair. He's probably could use actually some more Stern in him.
Uh huh.
Well, that's about, like amazing last names, like the fucking disciplinarian
Stern.
Don't do it.
I think that like
you.
There's this whole attitude.
I'll suspend you games. Don't punch anybody.
Why is he your Jewish grandmother?
David Stern! And with the 22nd pick in the NBA draft, the New York Knicks select some French dude that no one's heard of. Yeah. Boo! Yo, that was the best, was at drafts when... I love when commissioners get booed at drafts.
Goodell did Goodell so hard. It was like... You couldn't
it's
even
my
hear
favorite.
It was like 60,000 people just...
I like that my city is an asshole.
That was definitely a redeeming time.
I miss Philly. The way you were talking about earlier about like, you're not in a real city unless you feel like you're in danger. Like,
oh yeah, Philly's good.
I miss walking around in Philly, keeping my head on a swivel. Yes. Like, having to worry about like whether or not the dude that just passed me is gonna turn back around and stab me and take my wallet.
Hell yeah.
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 Keeping my fist balled up in case I need to swing real quick.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Mike,
you're just permanent. I like LA, but I miss it.
Mike,
stay
you're
on the, Arthur Meade.
You're from the mean streets, dude.
I'm not from the mean
streets. You're from the mean streets of Philly.
I'm literally not from the mean
Mike,
streets.
Mike, you are from, you just described mean streets.
Dude, I just described mean Philly. Streets. The nicest streets in Philly still have muggers on them.
Yep. Mean streets of Philly.
West Philadelphia, dude. Born and raised.
Hey, Nick, you remember, you ever do the Darko Milicic bit? Remember you used to do the foreign baller?
That? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the bit.
I can't even remember it. It was like when I first started comedy. It was like a guy that was just like, just kept winning awards, and he was like an Eastern European basketball player. So he'd like got drafted and then became MVP and then won an Oscar and then like became president of the United States. I forgot. That was like when I was like 6 months into comedy.
Young,
it was pretty funny though.
Yeah. Young Freeds.
That was when Jamel and I first met each other in DC. Our first like conversation with each other when we decided to like, oh, maybe we're best friends. we were just saying names of 90s NBA players. We weren't even having a conversation. We were just going
like
back
Ron
and
Harper.
Forth. Yeah, I was like, no, it was like deeper, dude. We were
Bobby
just,
Sura,
like,
probably.
Bobby
probably
Sura.
Oh, with, Bobby Sura.
It starts with Bobby Sura.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
man.
That
and
he
it
had a,
with love.
Cuts me deep.
Yeah,
yeah,
sir.
My man, guy. Yeah, he felt that.
Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh.
Bobby Sura, dude. Ew. He went to Duke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was with like Christian Laettner.
Did he go to Florida State?
He went to Florida State. Who was with Christian Laettner, the other white dude on Duke?
Wojciechowski?
No, Bobby Sura is young.
Not Bobby
Hurley. Sura. You're talking Bobby Hurley, bro.
Oh, is it Bobby Hurley?
Yeah, Bobby Hurley was in the league and then he got into a fucking car accident or some shit, right?
You're thinking of Phil's.
Bobby Phils was
in the guy, right? Or Brandon was it? Or no.
Oh
Phils?
Shit! There was a Bobby Phils. Oh damn,
guys! Yeah. Who's your favorite terrible basketball player? Like, who's like a player?
Florida
that
State,
Olden
Bobby
Polonese.
Sura.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Olden Polonese.
This is my favorite. Oh,
that's a great name.
Not good. Yeah. He has a good line in Eddie, and he is not good. And he also
he didn't
looks
deliver
ridiculous.
It well.
Yeah, it's like Olden? They're doing some bit where they're at the free throw line talking about what a black hole is.
Uh-huh.
And
I remember this.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'm
then he explains it while
this.
He... Yeah.
Everybody shut up for 1 second. There goes the line. I dropped it in.
Thank you.
Well done. That's cool. You guys edit.
Yeah, nah, we do crisp edits, bro.
That's sick. Dude.
That's awesome.
I like Greg Ostertag.
Ostertag?
It's a great name. Great jersey,
great
too.
Great name.
Yeah, you know, here's why I like him. Because he wasn't good... And he looked, you know, like those babies that like the soft spot in their head won't form, so they have those like foam helmets on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Like Greg Ostertag's head just looked like one of those helmets.
He was from America.
I think so.
He just looked like Russian, but he was from America. He had that flat top. Dude, that team was just invented for Jordan to be mean to them.
Invented
to be abused.
That's
by
why
Michael
they kept
Jordan.
The Jazz name.
Yeah.
Just for people to enjoy that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I like so many bad 90s NBA players. I like. Do you know who's dead? Robert Tractor Trailer is dead?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he died a while ago.
I just found that out, like, last week.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I got upset.
Yeah. Dude, he was tough. He was good.
He was dope in college at Michigan.
And then he played for the Cavs.
And then he played for the Cavs.
For the sad Cavs, the pre-LeBron Cavs. And he
the
was.
Sabs.
Play for the Sixers. I just referenced him the other day.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, heart disease or something.
Something, yeah.
R.I.P., dude. I'm pouring one out.
He was always a big boy, too.
He was a big boy, yeah.
He was a big boy in college, and then he became a bigger boy.
You know my
in
friend?
The NBA.
You know my friend told me, my friend's from Vancouver. He said, growing up, him and his friends used to vandalize, like, fucking Bryant Reeves' house. when the Grizzlies had a bad game,
so 60 times a year
would vandalize Bryant Big Country Reeves's house. How good is that?
Damn,
how good of a nickname is Big Country? That's
it
one of
the
all-time great.
That was the best. He was the number
pick
one pick, right?
I think it was, right?
Yeah.
Either one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a former number one pick.
Guys, we got anything else we want to talk about before we wrap up?
About NBA right now?
I don't NBA know. Or just like your feelings, it. Your thoughts on?
I'll tell you, I'm not that into the new Nike jerseys.
You're not into them. This not. Is a good. This is a good.
The Sixers
topic.
Fucked up their jerseys. The Sixers right now like have some of the best jerseys in the league. I think they're just crisp and classic. But then they added some shit to these this year's jerseys.
Were they
added?
Yeah,
an advertisement?
They have an ad. They have a StubHub ad now. But
should
also,
have been Fandango.
There's a red drop shadow behind the letters that kind of completely ruined the jerseys.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah. They are the model of the Wizards jerseys is wearing all red. It's like red socks with red shoes and too many Nike checks.
Yeah. I just didn't like the NBA is becoming like the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, yeah. It's they're little, doing a little.
The Sixers and the Wizards have like a weird star thing on there. Like I think. The Sixers have 6 stars going down one side of the jersey and 7 going down the other for 76.
Yeah.
Like, and I think the Wizards have some weird star shit on their pants.
Yeah, yeah. It's for the black Israelites.
It's for, it's for the black Hebrews.
Yeah, all the dudes who hang out in front of Chinatown.
Yeah, yeah. Beethoven was black. I love those dudes.
Yeah. They are pretty high.
I still need to find them in New York. That was one of the best
DC,
parts of
they
in
used
DC.
To just camp out in the front of the metro station, in front of the stadium. Yeah. So you go to a game and just get yelled at.
They like see me. Yeah, I'd be going to a Wizards game. They're like, listen, you white devil.
the best is when they have like one Latino guy.
Oh, yeah. So is good.
It's Blanco.
They dress like they're like in the times of Noah. And
so like kind of like a Rasta look even, right? Or like
it's sort of like
Africa Bambaataa a little bit.
Africa Bambaataa. Yeah, yeah. Definitely
ooh,
like.
Ooh, that's a touchy reference now, right?
Literally touchy.
Yeah, 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 yikes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, that hurts. That hurts a lot.
He invented hip hop.
Yeah. Invented hip hop just to touch kids.
Well, you know what? Gotta respect the art, dude. Gotta respect the art. You can't.
Art will make you do wild things.
Yeah, I mean, we got plenty of pedophilia in comedy.
We got Woody Allen.
Some dude in DC.
Yeah,
some
Roman Polanski is sort of a comedian right now.
Yeah, some cat from DC got busted with a picture of child porn. Some dude, I don't even know who he was.
Like a micer?
Yeah, just a RFD type micer who got hit up.
That's the worst thing to find out.
Yeah, I was like, what? Just amongst us?
Our friend Nick bought the domain childporn.sexy, and he made the website.
It's about trains.
A model train website. Yeah. And like the whole story is that he's like, listen, if you're looking for what the name of this website is, you've come to the wrong place. I got this domain from my neighbor who now lives in Thailand. He's like, this is Mark's model trains. And he's like, if
kids
you're looking for
trains.
Other pictures... Please do not bother me. This is a model trains website. It's one of the best things he's ever done.
Yeah, I do like that one a lot.
That thing was amazing. Yeah, I don't know. What else about NBA? The Lakers should go back to their old jerseys from before the Shaq and Kobe.
I would like to see 4 to 6% increase in short shorts this year across the league.
Oh, it's coming.
I'm going to put that out there. I like
those Indiana dudes do it that just got drafted. OG on whatever his name is.
There was definitely a bunch in college during the March Madness this
year. Like short shorts are coming
Wilson
back.
Or DJ, the Michigan dude.
Yeah.
Will we ever know who was actually first?
Because, what's that?
I would say, will we ever know
to
who was actually
back?
First?
Bring it back.
Because I want to credit my guy Oubre.
Oubre was early.
But somebody was there before him.
ASAP
right?
Rocky.
It was Rocky.
Yeah.
He used to wear silk short shorts.
Yeah, just short shorts. Yeah, just boxers.
Like, just all came out on a show all wearing like silky
black
short shorts.
Black Tims. Short shorts.
Yeah. Like, you need Oubre. Like, if Oubre and
ASAP Ferg would do that.
And I would watch
people.
It.
Oh, yeah. You need more good people rocking short shorts.
Oh, it's going to happen. Yeah.
Lonzo Ball is, he's got a good couple inches above the knee.
Starters and shorts.
He's got terrible taste, terrible style.
It's kind of like
I love him.
I hate
kind of like Umbro.
His shoes are ugly.
It's like
and also apparently they're going to break his ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, his shoes look like they're made by McDonald's.
They look like a Happy Meal. Like not even a toy.
Like,
they look like an actual
like
Happy
Meal. Like a bag
meal.
That you like pull the french fries out of?
Yeah. Listen, they look like someone was like trying to draw the Kobe's from memory.
He played in Kobe's growing up. That's why he like they just wanted to sort of copy them.
I love that LeVar Ball is trying to do that. He's trying to basically get his son more money.
I honestly think that
I just think he's fucking it up the way he's going about it. $500 for a pair of shoes? Kids buy shoes.
Oh, it's all a stunt, dude. It's a PR stunt. I don't think they were planning on selling any of those fucking shoes.
They sold like 10,000.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's a ton of money then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it's just like it's 10,000 like fucking rich people that got him. It's not like,
well, you know, I mean, what's 10,000? You're doing the math.
$5 million.
That's $5 million.
I'm sure he also has a terrible like production deal in China. Like he's paying 200 repair.
Honestly, all right, that cost him what, $3 million? Worst case, absolute worst case scenario.
He made at least a mil off the shoe deal.
Yeah, he got. They're made at a fireworks factory in China. They're gonna explode.
Out of leftover fireworks.
They're gonna explode. Yeah, they're made out of Samsung batteries. They're gonna explode on court. It's gonna be hilarious. Yeah. No,
they're
I think
iPads from Foxconn.
I think it's tight. Like, I think that the sneaker companies are like, they definitely fucking coordinate and fuck over these people. And he sort of said fuck you to them, and is now maybe potentially going to win. And I'm rooting for him to win. Like,
yeah, the hoax. Yeah. The shoes was a hoax. I feel like,
I mean,
he was always
$5 million worth.
Yeah,
of them.
He was never actually going to play real meaningful basketball in those
shoes. Well, he ended up playing better basketball when he just put Kobe's on.
And that's, yeah, yeah, that was all the part of the plan. All the part of the plan. So he gets a personal deal.
But
that's,
you know,
worth
what's crazy? Markelle Fultz is amazing, right? Markelle Fultz has like an insane vertical. He's like just a freak, transcendent talent, and no one is talking about him.
It's nuts. That's why I'm going for the Sixers, because I don't think people are fully grasping how fucking sweet they could be. I feel
when
like
people
like
think about the Sixers, all they think about is Joel Embiid.
But they're kind of like, I don't know.
Nobody realizes
like a college
so
team
much fucking talent.
Honestly,
well,
I still think about Ben Simmons
is a rookie. Markelle Fultz, Dario Saric, like,
yeah, dude.
Joel Embiid, if
TJ
he can
Maxx,
stay healthy.
Do they still have Pat Krejci? Is Pat Krejci still the head
Pat,
of the team?
The owner?
Yeah.
No, he's,
I love
the fitness dude.
Hell yeah.
Is he not the owner anymore?
He's not. No, he hasn't been for a while.
The only guy
who
moved
on
to
start Slam Ball. You guys remember Slam Ball?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
One of the dumbest things. Pat Krejci went from, like, he was the physical trainer for the Sixers, worked his way up to GM because he's just a brilliant basketball mind. And then was like, you know, I'm going to leave all this behind and go start Slam Ball. Like,
oh, whoa.
Yeah. And he got a Spike TV deal for one season and
forgot about injuries.
Now he's out of the NBA.
I'll never forget. It's the only thing I think about when I think of Slam Ball is some dude like breaking his ankle so that his foot was just like dangling off of his leg.
One time I saw a dude like totally miss.
That's what happens when you're playing basketball.
20 feet in the air.
Trampolines.
Yeah. Trampolines are so dangerous.
Dude, I'm in a backyard trampoline and I'm like, I'm going to break every fucking bone in my body and I'm 3 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God.
And that dude was the physical trainer. The guy who came up with that idea was like the guy in charge of their health.
Also, like, if you're going to do that, make it one giant fucking trampoline. Why do you have like 17 trampolines in a court?
I don't think physics would work that way. Then, I think you would need smaller trampolines.
Then, like, don't, I don't know.
Let's fix Slam Ball. That'll be our next episode. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna fix Slam Ball.
That's a nice one. I'll take notes.
Bring back Slam Ball. Bring back Murder Ball.
XFL.
Bring back XFL. What's the movie with LL Cool J?
Deepest Bluest.
No,
the head of the shark fin.
No, that fake sport movie.
Rollerball.
Rollerball.
Yeah.
Rollerball.
Oh,
yeah.
When they're in Chechnya.
Yeah, yeah.
They were doing rollerball in Chechnya.
What's the fake sport that you think you'd be best at?
Basketball, dude.
Basketball?
Yeah. Yeah. We're all basketball Hall of Famers.
I think I'd be baseball. I can't shoot for
T-ball.
Shit, so. Is there a rebound version of basketball where rebounds count? Because I'm good at rebounds.
You just want to box out?
Yeah.
All right.
There's apparently, I remember.
Highlight?
Someone told me Gary Shandling, when he was alive, was part of like a legendary comics basketball game in LA. And he had it in his backyard in Malibu, right?
I think so, yeah.
But he wouldn't say like who would come every week.
Like Sarah Silverman used to go play every week.
Did she?
Yeah.
Drop 50.
Wow. Yeah, Shandling was a hoop head, dude.
That's tight.
He also boxed.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's chill, dude.
And he was like zen. He's weird. It's funny.
Is he from the Bronx?
Speaking of like pedophile comics,
he's from like
it's weird that nothing bad
or...
ever came out about Gary Shandling. Like
true.
He's that person.
He has the look of someone.
He just looked terrible.
He did look terrible.
Like the worst thing about him was that like he wouldn't marry his girlfriend of like 20 years.
I love that.
He just chills.
In Larry Sanders, like because he was like a talk show host,
they made him out to be like the biggest puss hound in the world. Like he'd have like he'd date models and stuff.
He fucked every guest on that show.
He fucked every like hot guest.
And that was just, like literally the plot of every episode.
This face melt, melty Jewish guy that's just like so they're like,
like, I'm just crushing puss.
Yeah, I'm just crushing
the early 90s. I'm like, I'm just crushing it. Yeah.
He would like. He also every episode had a storyline about someone's car getting dented. Like, I swear to God, I recently rewatched the entire series.
Really?
There are like 15 episodes with significant storylines about like a guest or Hank's car like getting rear-ended or bumped in the parking lot. Like it happened every other episode.
It's because cars were, you know,
people cared about cars.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Just my favorite character. Phones, you'd have to like talk about something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My favorite character is Hank's agent, the like 95-year-old. Oh, I love it.
All right, guys.
That was a good show.
Yeah, yeah. One in the air for Shanling. And all the people we lost in this podcast. We
and talked about a Robert lot of, Tractor Trailer.
Yeah, yeah, Bobby Phils.
Bobby Phils.
I just had to go. We've had a tough one this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to plug?
No. I do this podcast Come Time with my friend Stop and Nick. No. You guys could check it out. I think you might like
They're actually about to go. They're going international soon. They're headed to China as well.
Yeah, we're doing
Hometown International.
We're doing a live podcast for the president of China.
Cool.
In a couple months. Yeah, he's a huge pothead. It's going to be us, Marin, and Ira Glass. And
so you're doing like the Now Hear This Festival, China?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just, it's weird because it's in an arena, but it's just for the president. So the entire stadium's empty except for just him sitting. It's whatever. I can't explain it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You did good.
Just sitting there chanting, come down.
I'll post it on Instagram or something.
Okay, so that's that.
Jamel, you got anything you want to plug?
What do I have to?
I don't know.
On Deck, August 19th.
Right. And if you're in LA this week.
Yeah, BroccoliHouse.com for details.
Peter?
At Danger Moses. If you're in LA this week, mixtape, August 11th.
On Friday.
At the Virgil.
Got a fun lineup. A lot of famous people.
Y'all got famous people on it?
Like Jamel Johnson?
Baron Vaughn, Nicole Byer. Who else? Dan St. Germain.
Howie Mandel.
Harry Mandel. Is going to do the glove bit.
Margaret Cho.
Kill.
Sick.
Yeah, Margaret Cho is going to launch another groundbreaking sitcom about a minority family in America. Wow. Just struggling to make it, you know?
Yeah.
But loving each other. At Benner, B-E-N-N-E-R on Twitter. If you want to follow me, follow us on all social media platforms at Airbuds Pod. We would like you to interact with us.
We would like you. Yeah. That's it. Period.
Yeah. We'll like I like you. Most people. I like most people, and I hate like four people really hard.
You think so?
On Earth?
Yeah.
Or of the Airbuds fans?
Like, I really...
You hate four Airbuds fans.
No, I think I love all my fans.
But there are four of them. You won't say who they are. But
we ain't naming no names.
We're not naming any names.
We ain't naming no names,
did you guys ever read this review about the WNBA?
Yeah.
I always think we haven't read it.
Shouts out to WNBA Live 18, by the
Kobe,
way.
Kobe is a big WNBA fan.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about Kobe being fat now.
Oh, yeah. He's thick. Thick you Kobe.
We'll get to thick Kobe.
I love thick Kobe.
Yeah, I love my thick Kobe.
So does he. And it's like, own it, man.
No, he deleted the pic and he went to blackout on Instagram and he's like, he's going to go psycho. You know he's going
to
go psycho.
He needed something
to
do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needed something to do. He's doing too many pitch meetings where he talks about good storytelling.
Yeah.
And he's eating, you know, too much. All right, see.
Let's all close out with one. Say your best fat Kobe name. I'm going to go with Flabby Bryant.
I'm going to go with, God.
All right, peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.